You've been there, what, 22 years?
I'm binging.
One, I'm going to open the Joint Ways and Means Subcommittee on Natural Resources for February 15th, 2018. And we only have one thing on the agenda. It's a work session for the federal grant application. And would you please tell us more?
Sure. Co-Chair Frederick, today you've got the Department of State Lands here to seek retroactive approval to apply for a federal grant application to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, for $137,000 for construction and maintenance projects at the South Slough National Estuary and Research Reserve. So I believe that the South Slough manager is here to present, along with Jim Paul, the
Please,
director.
Please come forward. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Co-Chair Frederick, members of the committee. I'm Jim Paul, the director of the Department of State Lands. And as you just heard, I'm here today with our South Slough manager, Bree Yadnok, to present this request to you and answer any questions you might have about it. This is a request to seek retroactive permission from this committee for a $137,000 federal grant from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Agency, and it is for the fiscal year 2018. The call for proposals was back in November, and the agency, by the time we had evaluated, become aware of the proposal, evaluated the nature of it, and whether or not we were interested in putting forward to it, it put us on a timeline that brought us to you here today to ask for this retroactive permission. And to cover the specifics of the grant and what's going to happen with those monies, I'm going to turn it over to the manager of the South Slough, Bree Yadnok, to share those details with you.
Please, thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Co-Chair Frederick and committee members. For the record, my name is Bree Yadnok. I'm the reserve manager at the South Slough National Estuarine Research Reserve. And as Jim Paul just gave a summary of, we're asking for permission, retroactive permission to apply for a grant to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The grant would accomplish three projects at the South Slough Reserve. The first is to replace three heat pumps in our interpretive center. Currently, we are running an all-electric, incredibly expensive system that's about 16 years old. So this grant would allow us to purchase and install three heat pumps that are the highest efficiency present on the market, which would greatly reduce our energy consumption costs and energy use overall. The second component is to renovate an existing gutter system around our interpretive center. The system is incorporated into the soffits of the building, which makes it look really nice, but it's been leaking continuously for several years, just because of the design of the metal gutters in our climate, they expand and contract with the weather, and we have leaking at the seams. So we've evaluated several options. We chose not to replace the entire system because the gutters themselves are in good shape. So we are proposing to use a durable liner that goes on the inside of the gutters, and it allows us to maintain the existing gutter structure and just waterproof them and make them more efficient. Along with the gutters, we would be installing a natural filtration system, basically a rain garden is the common term for it. So it would be native landscaping in areas around the building that gutter water from the gutters could flow into for natural filtration. And then the final project is to improve visitor access on an observation deck at the center. The deck is about 20 years old, and it is rotting underneath. The beams are rotting away under the deck boards. We have about 16,000 visitors that come to our center each year, and we want to maintain our facilities for those visitors. So this would be replacing the deck from the posts, the beams, the decking, railing, and then replacing our interpretive signage about the watershed and our estuary so that visitors can visit anytime they're out there. They can learn about the work that we do in the estuary. So those are the three main components of the project. I'm happy to answer any questions if you have them.
If you could give us a total, that would be helpful. How much will that end up being? What's the grant for? How much is it?
Yes. Thank you, Co-Chair Frederick. It's a grant for $137,000.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Explain to me more about the gutter thing. I'm not following where you'd put a liner in a gutter system. It must be something completely different than I'm thinking of.
Co-Chair Frederick, Representative Escoval, I'm not sure on the specifics of the actual construction of the gutter, but I do know enough about the existing gutter system was built in a way that was actually attached to the faucets, or soffits. which is part of the reason why it's somewhat expensive to remove, because we had to pull the soffits down as well. In terms of the lining itself, I would assume we are looking to whatever the current standards are, at a better standard, that we wouldn't have to look at what we had to do to repair it this way. But if you'd like us to look into more into that detail.
I'm just curious, because I can't place how this would work, where you'd put a liner in a gutter, because you're going to take the gutter away from the soffit and hang it on the side of the building, probably with protrusion of 2x4s or 2x6s, whatever the roof is, and hang it there. So I'm not sure, because she said the gutter was good. But I'm at a loss of why we would do that.
Co-Chair Frederick and Representative Escoval, I can give you a little more information. So we did have several people come out and look at it, and this is a newer product. It's called Duralast, and it's a liner that you pull the gutters down. The liner goes on the inside of the gutters, and then you put them back up. So as it is right now, we've been trying to just use caulking and sealant on all of the seams, and it doesn't work because they expand and contract. So the liner would go through the whole gutter.
Yeah, I think I understand that. Yeah.
Well, I guess I still don't follow.
All right. Well, I understand. I think what you're talking about. The thing that I'm curious about is, did we do this in any other buildings? In other words, are there other structures that we decided to use this kind of design on that we now know doesn't work? Well, do we need to look at other buildings? Maybe not within your purview, but in larger other buildings within the state. Do you know about those?
Co-Chair Frederick, I do not know. I do know that this was architecturally designed for the building and for the style of that building. So it's specific, just at least that I'm aware of, to our Reserve Interpretive Center. Our other buildings, our other facilities are not built that way.
My history is of a high school that was built in Portland, where they put the gutter in the middle of the building instead of it going out to the side. It went the pipe, and then to the surprise, if you didn't keep cleaning it out, you suddenly got mold growing and other things leaking. So I just want to just make sure we aren't doing the same kind of thing again. Mm-hmm. Any other questions for anyone? No? Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Do you need to speak to this? No? Okay. Thank you. You do.
Thank you, Co-Chair Frederick, members of the subcommittee. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends that you approve the request.
Thank you. Either one of the representatives over there, would you mind? Making a motion, please.
Mr. Chair, I recommend that we accept the grant application as presented.
Thank you very much. Representative Escoval recommends that we accept the grant application as presented. Are there any objection, any discussion?
Yes. Even if I don't understand it. Okay?
Even if you don't understand.
Even if I don't understand the gutter system.
We will have to try to get. I think pictures would help.
Yeah.
Basically,
how about a drawing?
We'd be happy to send you some drawing pictures.
There you go.
Of the
drawing would work.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I clarify the motion?
Yes.
My understanding is that the motion was made to approve the LFL recommendation that the subcommittee approve the request by the agency.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for clarifying that. I appreciate it. So, any discussion on that? No. Besides the gutter design that we will talk about. any objection? No? So moved, then. And I guess that would be me probably taking it to the...
Thank you.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And beyond that, unless there's something that I don't have written in front of me, I think that is all we have for this meeting today. So thank you. We will adjourn the meeting of the Subcommittee on Natural Resources right now.
Fantastic.